The warning signs are up. The hazard lights are flashing and the alarms are sounding, yet most are oblivious. Most are unconcerned. The time of Christ's prophesied return to this earth draws nigh, but it will catch the vast majority of the world sleeping. Jesus speaks of his return in Mark chapter 13, verses 34 through 37. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Are you prepared to meet Jesus Christ in the clouds when he returns to catch away his church, or will you be left behind? Have you made your peace with God? Have you surrendered your life to Jesus Christ? Have you been born again? Today can be your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. This feature is part 6 in the 21 Signs of Doomsday series. If you have not visited these critical messages, you will find them listed at the end of this feature article. I can't overemphasize the need to be abreast of these issues. God said, Zechariah chapter 13, verse 8, all the way through chapter 14 to verse 4, "And it shall come to pass, that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third part shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, It is my people. And they shall say, The Lord is my God. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. And the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. And half the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth, and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south." Man said, "These foolish doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end to this world, and certainly no judgment day." Now the record. The Word of God gives prophetic signs, not specific dates, about the second coming of Christ. Historic markers warn the believer and unbeliever as well of the soon coming return of Jesus Christ, of his coming in the clouds to receive his church, of the horrific tribulation period, and of the catastrophic battle of Armageddon. One of these signs is quoted above in Zechariah 14:2, "For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city." Things are happening very quickly. Zechariah's prophecy is knocking at the door, and the nations of the earth are getting up to answer. Since the last update of 21 Signs of Doomsday just 10 months ago, the escalation to Armageddon has shifted into high gear. A few glaring new signs follow. 1. The leader of Iran, as his country seeks the ability to manufacture nuclear weapons, publicly proclaimed that the Jewish nation and its people must be destroyed and that he would be the man to usher in Armageddon. Unfortunately for him and the nations that participate against Israel, their end shall be as follows. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12, "And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth." 2. A staggering twist of fate in a major Armageddon escalator was the recent elections among the Palestinians. The Palestinians, which have the Greek rendering of the name Philistines, elected the terrorist group Hamas, archenemy of the State of Israel, to power and ever-growing global acceptance. Their platform is the total annihilation of the Jewish people. 3. According to a report in Aretz 7 printed in IMG magazine, arms smuggling into Gaza is soaring. It reads, A recent report shows a 900% increase in the number of anti-tank missile launchers Arab terrorists have brought into Gaza from Egypt since Israel's unilateral withdrawal in August, compared with the preceding 7 months. In addition, an estimated 5 tons of explosives have made their way into Gaza since August, as well as 5,000 rifles and handguns and more than 1 million bullets. In one official statement, 90% of the explosives used by terrorists are brought in from Egypt, end of quote. On December 15, 2005, Hamas's political leader assured Iran that if Israel attacks Iran's nuclear facilities, that Palestine will step up its attacks upon the Jews. He said, "We are part of a united front against the enemies of Islam." Number 4. Arutz 7 reports April 5, 2006, on the Arabic Al-Hayat newspaper's report that bin Laden's Al-Qaeda is setting up shop and upgrading weapons in Gaza. Here it was reported earlier this week that according to Jordanian intelligence, at least 10 Al-Qaeda terrorists entered Gaza in recent weeks. Also, Palestinian Authority Chairman Mahmoud Abbas told reporters last month that Al-Qaeda has bolstered its presence in Gaza. Number 5. The following paragraphs under the heading UN Ceremony Wipes Israel Off the Map are in the January-February 2000 issue of IMG. They read, "The United Nations Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people held in November literally wiped Israel off the map. Hanging prominently behind UN and Palestinian Liberation Organization flags during the festivities at UN headquarters in New York City was a map labeled Map of Palestine. Israel was gone completely. Israel has been a UN member for 56 years. UN Secretary, General Kofi Annan addressed the meeting with the map displayed behind him. Ann Bafsky, who reported on the report for the Eye on the UN organization, said the ceremony honored the worst of Palestinian terrorists. Her organization has asked the United States to withhold UN funds." End of quote. Number 6. Be certain that the hatred for Israel is politically entrenched globally and is gaining serious traction as the Muslim people in the Middle East and their brethren who have infiltrated the ranks of the world's nations seek support and flex their muscles. In a story penned by Robert Cogden under the heading New or Deja Vu were the following paragraphs. Not only has life changed for the Jewish residents of Scotland's capital, but it also has changed for all Jewish people in the EU. In Britain alone, for example, anti-Semitic incidents, physical assaults, arson, a desecration of property, etc., rose 75% between 2002 and 2003. France recorded a six-fold increase. A 2003 European Opinion poll of 7,500 people in 15 EU countries revealed that 60% of Europeans considered Israel the greatest threat to world peace, an even bigger threat than Iran, North Korea, and the United States. However, former Soviet dissident and Israeli cabinet minister Nathan Sharansky called this so-called political criticism pure anti-Semitism. In reality, today's anti-Semitism combines international politics and traditional anti-Semitism, resulting in a hybrid that could be labeled New Millennia anti-Semitism, end of quote. Mr. Sharansky also said anti-Semitism has become politically correct in Europe. The anti-Israel seeds have been planted around the globe and they are bearing their destructive fruit. The world is on its way to a meeting with its creator, Jesus Christ, and it won't be a church service. It will be the day of global reckoning, a day known as the Battle of Armageddon. Armageddon is knocking at the door, and yes, the nations are rising up to open the door. Doomsday approaches. God said, Zechariah chapter 13 and 14, "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle, And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof, toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Man said, these foolish doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end to this world, and certainly no judgment day. Now you have the record.